This is the brief on council sustainability rebates. Local councils use rebates to encourage green habits, like getting solar or using repair services. But a new independent report shows that when these programs succeed, they kind of just break behind the scenes. You might think a rebate is just a simple financial discount, but what if it's actually a behavioral nudge? So why do they fall apart? First, it's the admin trap. When a program gets popular, someone literally has to manually check thousands of receipts. It becomes a massive bottleneck, eating up to a day and a half of staff time every single week. Plus, the quiet fear of fraud forces councils to play it overly safe, which just slows down approvals. Second, let's look at the real impact. See, that admin bottleneck totally undermines the main goal, which is changing behavior. Rebates don't just make things cheaper, right? They signal legitimacy and give us an excuse to finally take action. So, we really need to shift focus from just offering a bigger discount to providing a way smoother experience. Finally, the fix is shared tech. Instead of every single council reinventing the wheel with clunky spreadsheets, they need standardized platforms for claims and data. That's exactly why Rebately, who actually commissioned this report, was built. Their platform helps councils run rebates cost-effectively, slashing manual admin while boosting integrity. Just visit rebately.co/about to find out more. Ultimately, the best sustainability rebates don't just subsidize a purchase. They design away the friction of going green.